Shwe, this one's called Ezangagini. It's Rise FM Mid-Morning. Thank you very much for choosing us. We speak all things money matters, and we speak about some of the bad financial patterns that one would have. Financial educator Phindile Msiza is back on air. Phindile, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Chitlange. Good morning to Rise FM Mid-Morning.
We are speaking about financial patterns and some of the bad behaviors that we might have, you know, and I think this discussion is more so for the people that might be very, very self-aware, people that know that I have bad financial patterns. But let's get into that. For people that don't really know what financial patterns are, what is it?
So when we are talking about bad financial patterns or behaviors, we are talking about an analysis of your financial graph, that is your income, your savings, your debts, your insurances, everything that has to do with your money. Now, one can even ask, how do I know whether I'm in this, my patterns are good or my behavior is good? You know, and sometimes we don't even talk about these things. You think that you are on the right path. And I like what you just said before the call. You said you know what you do with your money. You like buying things that you don't really need, right? And guess what? You're not the only one. Most of us, we've been working for so many years, right? And you tend to develop your own pattern. You know, this is what I'm going to do with my money. If I've got an extra 50 rands, I'm going to buy fries. If I've got extra 300 rands, I'm going to do my nails. So you tend to ride on those patterns for the longest time, but only to find out that that pattern is actually a bad pattern, rather a bad financial behavior. Now, we've got three psychological factors that can determine whether we ride on good patterns or bad behaviors. And it's your emotional pattern, emotional response. How do you respond emotionally? How do you respond to your money? Where are you emotional? I always say that before you spend your money, check where are you emotionally. Do you buy those fries because you're hungry? Do you buy those fries because you need to eat? Do you buy those fries because you think you've got money you can just spend? Do you buy because you are not emotionally okay? And we see a lot of us do that and even justify it and say, but it's therapeutic. I feel good when I spend my money. And then you've also got your social psychology. What is the society saying on how we spend our money and where we spend our money? Is the society saying we should have the latest cell phone brands? Is the society saying we should wear certain brands, expensive brands? What is the society saying? How does the society contribute to your pattern or to your financial behavior? And the last one is your being cognitive. You know, are we aware? Do we have knowledge? How knowledge are we when it comes to our money matters? And I like what you also said, that it's personal. It's a personal thing. Yeah. Right? And sometimes we're even afraid to talk about these things because you know that what I'm doing is not right. You know, I always say, sometimes you need to have yourself. You need to have a meeting with yourself. Check yourself. How is my spending? Am I spending on needs or wants? When I go to buy shoes, do I buy for myself or do I buy to impress? Now, how do we then, what are some of these bad behaviors that we are talking about? Let's give examples. We have people who are impulsive buyers. They just buy. They just go to the mall to spend money. Kunarantu goes to the mall every Friday, every Saturday. And when you actually check with they buy, right? They buy everything, things that they don't even need, you know. And we always justify those unplanned and poor purchasing decisions. You give reasons, why do I need to buy this? And we've also got keeping up with the Joneses. You want to look like somebody. You want to compare yourself with somebody. When your friends buy this, now so your phone, you know. And not only that, we have people who always want to fit in. But now you forget to check that our priorities are not the same. You know, you might want to fit in a certain group of friends. You might want to fit in your family members. Because now it's easy. So those are some of the bad behaviors that there's many examples I can give until tomorrow. But I want our listeners to go back and have a meeting with themselves. You know, write down things that you know you are not doing right. Write down things which might have contributed for you to be riding on these bad patterns or bad financial behavior.
Yeah.
And we also have a tendency to kind of ignoring our debts. You know that you've got debts, but we tend to ignore debts. We tend to avoid debts. You know, we end up avoiding important calls because we ask you need to attend to that behavior that you started 5 years ago or 3 years ago. Right. And lastly, it's the entertainment. These days, again, I see a lot of young people abandoned by the booty groove.
Yeah.
E-groove can also contribute to you having bad financial behaviors. And if you start now at an early age, guess what? It's going to be difficult for you to go back to having a good financial behavior because you started this thing with some money. It got into your system on bad financial behaviors. You bought things you don't need. So it grows with you. By the time you become a manager somewhere, it's not going to be easy for you to manage your finances because it's something you've been doing for most part of your youth stage or early adult life, right? And we've got downfalls of bad financial behaviors. Remember, there's always a good and a bad, right? And some of these downfalls could be you could lead to poverty. You could lead to not having money at all, right? Because there's a behavior that you must feed. Right, there's a pattern that you every month pattern that could lead you to poverty, not having money at all. Usebenzela bomashonisa, usebenzela ama personal loan, usebenzela imali iboleka from your friends because it's something that you want to feed. You won't have any financial freedom, which is something we are all striving for. We all want to have financial freedom, and you could be stressed and depressed. And I always say this, I think I've said this to you so many times, would people die because of stress, depression, due to money, right? And I would say literally die, you know, because of stress and depression. They could not manage their debts. It was too much. And lastly, you will have bad relationship with your money. And when you have a bad relationship with your money, you will have a bad relationship with everyone around you. You know how it goes. If you become antisocial, you don't want to associate yourself with people, you know, you just isolate yourself because you don't have any good relationship with money. It's not easy for you to go out there and socialize, you know, have a relationship with your family. And now, lastly, I would like to encourage our listeners that as it's from the same thing, I always say to them, it doesn't matter whether it's 50 rand you buy fries with or 100 rand you buy chicken or data or airtime with, but let us learn to respect money.
True.
Guess what? If you respect money, money will respect you back.
Absolutely.
And how does money respect you back? It will work for you because our money should be working for us. And my quote for today, it says, it's not your salary that makes you rich. It is your spending habits that will make you rich. It is not your salary that's going to make you rich, but how you spend your money will make you rich. And let us be fluent in our finance.
Sure, Pendile, you said a mouthful today. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. You know, bad financial behaviors is something that I think almost everybody has, like you said. And it takes being very self-aware to say, I know I've got this bad financial behavior. How do I change it? How do I become better? And that's why we've got people like yourselves who come onto the show and try to help us to navigate those ways because it's a part of life. You know, there's a lot of societal standards. There's a lot of pressure that we're getting from social media, from friends. When forget that we're not those people, we're not those situations, we don't come from the same homes, we don't have the same situations, and so it's very different for everybody. But thank you very much for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Khodlang Moletsane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Rise FM Meet Mornings.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.